So if you want to sum up the job of a parent in just one word, it might be giving. Here's commentator Marianne Winnick on teaching her youngest child to be giving, too.
When my daughter Jane started sixth grade in Baltimore City this year, she was told she'd have to complete 75 hours of service learning before graduating high school. With those 7 years closing in fast, she anxiously signed up to make macaroni and cheese casseroles for a downtown soup kitchen. They provided a recipe, and soon I found myself teaching her how to chop an onion, how to make a roux from butter and flour, how to boil pasta and use breadcrumbs for a crunchy topping. These soup kitchen people have a pretty fancy approach to mac and cheese. As I watched her complete the first humanitarian project of her little life, proudly carrying her frozen tinfoil pans into the soup kitchen, I felt grateful to the school system for nudging us in this direction. Helping Jane make casseroles these past few months has been a reminder of the rewards of hands-on community service, which, I have to admit, was not a part of my upbringing. My parents were the check-writing and fundraising sort, and we kids went door-to-door with envelopes for multiple sclerosis and lung cancer, for the Red Cross and the United Way. I remember the 23-mile Walk for Mankind in 1972, trudging through the wilds of New Jersey with my high school friends in our flannel shirts and hiking boots. But gathering money to address a distant problem is far more abstract than using your own hands to make something to fill the bellies of hungry people in your community. When I was a kid, my family wasn't active in a synagogue or church, and because our public school didn't have a requirement like Jane's, and because I was a typical spoiled suburban brat, I didn't get much service learning until I had kids of my own. That turned out to be a crash course. For those of us with children, life falls cleanly into two parts, before and after. In part one, your life is about you. In part two, your life is about them. Everyone enjoys heaping criticism on the breeders, your helicopter or your absentee, you do too much or not enough. For most parents, the reality is 10,000 tiny tasks, from changing diapers to driving carpools to filling out FAFSA forms. And if you don't know what that is, just be glad. Parenthood is exhausting. It is largely invisible and unappreciated, and it is relentless. It is not drinks at the bar, a day at the spa, or even a half hour on the couch. No, in fact, the next scheduled feeding is never more than a couple hours away. What will it be, kids? Macaroni and cheese? Or, hey, what about macaroni and cheese? Whether your mac and cheese is the three boxes for a dollar kind or is made from scratch with whole wheat elbows and Vermont cheddar, whether it comes in a styrofoam cup from the fried chicken chain or with chunks of lobster from the trendy cafe, dinner is on you. And so is lunch and breakfast. And thus it will continue for at least 18 years. Parenting is certainly a special flavor of community service. Rather than being above and beyond the call of duty, it is the call of duty. Only on Mother's Day and Father's Day is there any hoopla for the harried volunteers. Most of the time, we're left to stew in our sweet and sour soup of resentment and pride, and to get back to work. That's as it should be, really. As much hard work as parental giving may be, it is not altruistic. To some extent, our children are part of ourselves, intrinsic to our self-worth and our public image. Which is why when we finally send them off into the world, we are not just relieved, but bereft. We're also concerned. Will they make it out there? Can they even take care of themselves, much less be of use to others? Jane has two older brothers, one a commodities trader in Baltimore, the other a musician in New Orleans. There was no service learning back when they were in school in rural Pennsylvania, and I did little to fill the gap. Luckily, evolution has its own service learning requirement. When they become parents, they will surely learn to serve. And my crunchy breadcrumb topping for macaroni will suddenly be of much greater interest. Feeding their hungry kids will change their relationship to other people's children and to the world. In nurturing and protecting our families, we have the potential to become nurturers and protectors on a larger scale. Parenting is an individual hookup to the forces of tenderness and generosity in the world, to a caring that flies beyond self-interest, circumstance, and boundaries between people. So whether you are making macaroni for your kids, or teaching kids to make macaroni, or answering desperate phone calls from young adults who have set their ovens on fire, let me say one thing you may not have heard lately. Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. Marion Winnick is an essayist and a parent.